we're going to get started. We already called the meeting to order across the hall, and then we had to adjourn to executive session to have some discussions with our district attorney. So we are actually back into public. We've already taken our pledge, and we are down to, on the agenda,
Board comments.
I don't have any comments this evening. I don't know. Does anyone else have anything they want to share or comments for the agenda? No? All right. We're on to a presentation from our high school.
Just quickly, I wanted to mention, I just had this discussion with the board in the past, the importance of ensuring that the Board of Education is up to speed on what we're doing, how we're doing, how we're performing, where our strengths are, where our weaknesses exist, and what we're doing to remediate those weaknesses. I want the board to make sure you're always in the loop on what's happening educationally here within the districts. If you're asked questions, you've got information. Mr. Keller has put together a very, very good presentation this month in reference to our 6 through 8 assessments as well as our readings exams here at the high school. And next month, Mr. Trowbridge will be doing the same for our elementary data. And we're going to keep you up to date on this as we go throughout the year as well. So I appreciate Mr. Keller's willingness to pull this off today. We're probably going to need to move so that you can see.
Did I wear your jacket?
You guys look excited to be here this meeting.
Yeah. You need everything on the
table. You want to have me talk?
Yep. No, I'm good.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about the grade 6 or 8 ELA math. I'm going to show you a little bit of historical data on both of those subjects, broken down by the cohorts from last year. Last year's 8th grade, 7th grade, and 6th grade classes. If you look, this is our 8th grade math scores from last year compared to 2016. This is us compared to New York State. This is last year's 8th graders who are current freshmen. So if you look, the blue represents the level 1s, the reds level 2, the green 3s, and obviously the purple is 4. We're shooting for 4s. So as you can see here with our math scores, we did make a little bit of improvement and 2s and 3s and 4s from 2016 to 17. Great news is those level 4s have gone down, but they haven't gone down enough that we should be very happy with that. As you can see, even New York State's numbers, even in the threes areas, aren't a whole lot different than ours, but we need to drastically find a way to improve our ones. They need to come down significantly. You're gonna see this as a trend for all of our grades, even the seventh grade and sixth grade. The other thing that I did here was try to break down these numbers, comparing us to the other schools in Washington County. You can see the threes and the fours for us in Washington County are the same. The bad news for us is the level of ones and twos are the same, but they're flip-flopped for us from last year. 51% of our kids received a one. I think some things I'm going to encourage you to think about when you see these numbers. These would include all of our students who took the test in that 8th grade class, but they would not include results for our 8th graders who were accelerated last year that took algebra. So even though those 8th graders would have taken this test and their numbers would have changed these numbers, especially in the 3s and 4s, because I will tell you, they all passed the algebra regions exam last year. We can only count their numbers once. And their numbers counted on our algebra results, not on our 8th grade math results. So while you see us compared to Washington County and the 3s and the 4s would be the same, I feel pretty strongly if we had taken those kids who got passing grades on the algebra in 8th grade last year and put them in this test and counted them for 3s and 4s, I think you would actually see us higher than the state average for the 3s and 4s. But that's always difficult to curtail.
How many 8th graders were accelerated?
We had 8 of them. The other thing that I would tell you to always keep in mind is we can't control what kids opt out. And so by every grade, you're going to get a different group of kids who will opt out. Last year during our math and English exams, eighth graders had about five or six kids at that grade level that chose not to take it. When you take those five or six plus the eight who were in accelerated math, we're only have about 50 kids in a graduating class, talk about 15 or 16 kids, that could skew those numbers quite a bit. The seventh graders, actually I'll tell you this, this is some important information. They're historical data. If you look, the blue goes back to when those last year's eighth graders were fifth graders. So they are at a pretty high plane there, or a pretty low plane for the last 3 years. They've scored a 13%, scoring at a proficiency rate of three or four. One thing I'm going to ask you to look at or remember about this particular class and the next class as well, if you see the 13s in the previous years in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, especially where they recorded a 13%, when we get to the Regents results, it's worth noting when you see the Regents results how much higher the percentage is of students who pass the algebra Regents. I've talked to Mr. D about this. It makes you have serious validity concerns about this test and the results that we get when you see how many of these kids actually go on to ninth grade who were proficient at these levels. And then when they go on to ninth grade and pass the algebra Regents, like last year, like 84% somewhere on there pass the algebra. How do we go from 13% when they were eighth graders to 80-something percent? I think is a much better tale of what you should be thinking about.
If I can interrupt just for a second, one of the things that we've noted throughout the region and throughout the state is that students are taking these 3-3-8 assessments far less seriously than they did when the evaluations first started. They understand that these tests are not counted in their grades. It has nothing to do with their ability to either be retained or promoted. So the students really are not taking these evaluations nearly as seriously as they initially were back in the early to mid-90s when they started with these.
We do have some students who, Mrs. Bump can tell you, she goes in and proctors some of these exams. We have some students who will sit in there and be done in 30 minutes, as quick as you can fill out the answer sheet. We have some students who will be sitting there from 8 to 11:30, and we'll have to take them to lunch and give them a break and let them come back and finish working on their tests because they are taking it seriously. We have students who take it 3 and 3.5 hours. We have other students who will be done in no time. I know last year we had some students with an alternate placement in the psychologist's office in the room next to mine last year. They were done before I could come around the first time to check their attendance. And it's not like this is Shenandoah. It doesn't take that long to walk around the school and check attendance. So that always makes you worry. The seventh graders from last year, you can see it's a lot of the same. That one number, we did come down to 16% in the ones in that group, but from year to year. But remember, those aren't the same cohorts either. That 65% there from 2016 would have been compared to the eighth graders. That would have been last year's eighth graders. The zero, we did not for the last 2 years at a state level have anyone score out of four. New York State and Washington County, you see we're pretty close with Washington County on the threes, but again, we don't have anyone scoring at a four, and we're even with the other schools in Washington County when it comes to the ones. But we need to find a way to get those twos and threes. We need to find a way to turn them over to ones. Some of our middle school math teachers are going to be attending a conference near the end of the month on, it's actually called moving the threes to fours. Moving them up, so hopefully we can try and come up with some ideas from there. I know the elementary is also incorporating a program called Mastering Math. Our students spend a lot of time in sixth and seventh grade and literally practicing their math facts every day. I went to math last week and our students are sitting there in sixth grade practicing 50 addition problems, just trying to reciprocate, go through the basics. It definitely is something that kids are struggling with. Last year, you see, I mean, I think this also talks about maybe a little bit of validity of the test. That seventh grade group, when they were fifth graders at 30, then down to 15, then up to 24 in 1 year. I don't know how, if they're taking it seriously, we get that up and down rise like that. I'll be anxious to see their eighth graders this year, how they do, and then how they do next year with their ninth graders in algebra. Sixth grade tells the same story. our students are getting down here. You can see when they got here in 2016, they had done. The good news is we do need to go up to 4, but those fit that 59% out of 2. Going down to 35 is great, but like I said, we need to find a way to convert more. Washington County, we are way behind Washington County when it comes to the level 4s, and way behind when it comes to the level 1s. The other thing I'll show you here is English. English tells a little bit of a different story. Mrs. Hoagland, Mrs. Northrup, Dane students do a great job. They work a lot on comprehension, vocabulary, and understanding. I would say Mr. Stutes can get kids to write essays who don't really want to write essays. He's really good at it. And Mrs. Northrup and Mrs. Hoagland, for the last X amount of years, they're breaking down the sixth graders, and they actually do small sections in there into groups, and that has made a big difference in our ELA scores. Even if you look from 2016 to 2017, that is a big difference. It's not quite as high as New York State, but we're only off by the 1% when it comes to level 4s for that. We're making, I think, really good strides when it comes to English. You'll see that on our region's results as well. Washington County, we are ahead of the curve when it comes to 14s in Washington County, and I think we're closing that gap significantly. Here's one of the great things. I think this is great data. Last year's 8th graders, when they were in 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, that's the levels from where they were proficient at 3s and 4s. You can see from 5th grade when they were 6% to last year, all the way up to 30%. These are the numbers we've got to see that we should count on. We want higher than 30%, and to be able to see that kind of growth in our students and over those 3 or 4 years lets us know that what we're doing in ELA has us on the right track. Eventually, you know, comparing us to New York State and to Washington County is one thing, but eventually we got to look at ourselves and see how we're doing with our program to try and get to those other levels. Like these that you'll see for all three of the grades is a big indicator for us. Our seventh graders from last year, that 36% on the 3s and 4, that's huge. That's a big difference for us moving up there as a school. Actually puts us right on par with New York State and actually ahead of New York State when it comes to level 3s. Those are very good marks when it comes to that. I will also tell you the 7th grade class from last year had twice as many students opt out from taking all the state exams as the 6th and 8th graders did put together. The 7th graders weren't much on taking any exams. If you came on those days, we had the opt-out students in the cafeteria. More than half of them in there were 7th graders that just would not take the exam. Some of them were very bright kids. I called their parents. We sent home letters, and they just chose not to have their students participate. That is another reason we get designated as a lab school. If we don't get 95% of our students who participate in these exams, that will put us on a designation list for New York State to designate as a lab school, and there's nothing we can do about that. I can't actually physically make the student take it. And we did actually have some students we put in there because we didn't have opt-out notes from their parents. Sure enough, they sat in there, they put their name on the paper, and didn't fill out one answer. 3 hours. So they persevered through that high gym. Here we are compared to Washington County. I think that's very comparable. Our level 3s, our level 4s obviously aren't as high as Washington County, but I think our level 3s more than make up for that. So it lets us know we're doing the right thing. Again, this is the slide that I really like. Over the last 3 years, those students have gone from 13% out of 3 or 4 up to 40. So while they can be a little lackadaisical about not wanting to take a test, their level of growth that they're showing is significant. I think that we should applaud that. Here's our 6th grade numbers. They've gone up. I mean, we're ahead of New York State in the 3s and the 4s from last year. I think those are great numbers. I mean, it's a reflection of the work that the teachers did, for sure, and the work that the kids put in being willing to do it. You see Washington County, we're ahead of Washington County in the 3s and 4s as well as New York State. Those are all things that we should be proud of, and what we're doing, it lets us know that we're doing the right thing. And here's their growth rate. They went up that 10% in 1 year. That's really good. I think that gives us a lot of high hope for them moving forward. The seventh graders this year and eighth graders next year. So if you keep some of these things in mind compared to the Regents exams results that you'll see, which might actually represent some of you all that are out here, some of these numbers. These would be all of our math Regents exams for the last 2 years. You can see, remember last year we were talking about, or I asked you in the previous presentation to keep in mind those proficiency numbers on the math state exam. So then if you go and you look at it back from those 12s and 13s proficient at 3s or 4s for those kids, then if you look at the last 3 years, either the 37's not great, but how much bigger is that number compared to that number that the 8th graders had from those years ago? Even all the way up to 82% last year versus when they were 8th graders, 18% of them or so were proficient at 3 or 4. All of them have to take this test. I think that makes me feel much more valid about this test because it's a true number of all of our students that actually took it. There's no opting out, there's no not taking it serious because if they don't pass this, they can't graduate. I think that's very good. Even the geometry results and then the algebra 2 trig can be tough. And I actually get a lot of phone calls about algebra 2 trig and I talk to students about algebra 2 trig a lot. About 59% can be tricky. I would tell you even to always remember about the algebra 2 trig. That's always going to depend on the number of kids in each class that want to take upper level math. And all those, every cohort that we know that goes through is extremely different. Last year we didn't have any students who wanted to take calculus in the whole building. And this year we have 6 students taking calculus. Those things just changed versus last year we had several students wanting to take pre-calculus. And this year we have less than a handful of students who really wanted to take pre-calculus and they're taking statistics instead. Here are our science exams. Last year that number for earth science says 0 because we did not offer earth science last year. All of our students actually took living environment last year. That's something I would point out to you where you see the 95, the 93, and the 85 for living environment. The thing I think that's impressive, actually more about the 85 than the other two numbers, is that 85 actually represents all of those 9th and 10th graders from last year. It represents all of our regular ed kids, all of our special ed kids, all the kids who had to retake that class or failing it the year before. All of them, we had about 106 kids who took that exam. And that was last year Mr. Goodrich came in and filled in for the year as a sub for us, along with Jill Giudiciani, who was a first year teacher. That is, I think that I'm as proud of that 85 as I would have been of that 93 or the 95, given that that was a transition year and we had everyone packed. For anyone who was in a living environment or went into a biology class last year, every one of those labs was 24 or 25 kids in one of those small science classrooms. It was tough. It was tough to move around. It was even tougher when it was hot like it was today. Chemistry. The thing I'd like for you to remember about chemistry, for years here, there were budget cuts where, unfortunately, everyone went through a hard time and every school had to cut teachers. And when you cut teachers, you inherently cut opportunities for kids. Students have to have 3 science credits in order to get out of high school. At some point, you have to look at those numbers and claim part of that because kids have to take the earth science and living environment, and then to get their 3rd credit came chemistry. At that point, you had some students getting put in chemistry who shouldn't be in chemistry because they needed a 3rd science credit. And while they passed the class, that might not mean they passed the Regents, but they didn't need to pass the Regents. And the kids know that as well. The other thing I would tell you is chemistry, for those of you who've taken it, if you're not good at math and algebra, chemistry is going to be very hard. For years, here, chemistry has not had any prerequisites or a minimum math score in order to get into it. So I think those numbers, I would tell you, are a little skewed based on all those facts. Now, this year, we have a physical science class that's offered first period that's taught by John Mead, and we have forensic science that's taught by Rebecca Broderick, for students to be able to take and get their 3rd science credit instead of overpopulating the chemistry class with students who maybe shouldn't be in it. Physics, I think, I don't know if everyone knows, Mr. E2 actually is a certified chemistry teacher. He teaches 1 out of certification for us. He teaches physics, which is allowed by New York State. So he is teaching the physics, and all things being considered, physics is a really hard class. And it's a really hard class, especially for someone who's not certified to teach. I think that his growth from his first year with the 33 to last year with 55 was exceptional, given the fact that he's not a certified physics teacher. I know that we think this year's class, there's less kids in there, and we've done some things about taking the kids out of there who we don't feel like should probably be there getting the fourth science credit. I think we'll be actually stronger than they have been in the past. These are our history exams. You can see last year was a big jump, a big improvement in global history, which is great. 55 and 49 were unacceptable by any one measure, I think, that I've ever come across. Our kids are doing pretty well in history. United States history and global, they do have a pretty sharp curve. Global has traditionally been for years the one that will keep kids from graduating because of how hard the exam is. For years, it's been 2 years, ninth and 10th grade global. They actually do put several questions and essays on there for both. This year, I would tell you all to make sure you know, there is a change in the global history exam. The students this year, there's a new test and a new format. They will actually take a test over just 10th grade global. They will also have to, we have them signed up to still take the 9th and 10th grade version too. They will actually get whatever grade is higher. That happened years ago in 14 and 15 with the English Common Core. This is the same transition year for global history. So when they change the format of that test, there will be more reading and comprehension and less multiple choice. The good news is it won't be anything for 9th grade on, which would be good. I would tell you, I would think eventually, I think Mr. D probably would agree, that would probably do a change in the format of the U.S. history test. And here are our English results. A lot just like what we saw for the 6 through 8, we've had steady increase in our achievement. They're just getting better and better. The other thing I would tell you, even with the 94, last year our students took the English Common Core Regents in January, and instead of June, only the ones who needed to retake it took it in June, and about 45% of them got mastery even back last January. Our English department is going in the right direction. I think all of our departments, if you look at the green in all of these slides, you see how much better they're doing overall over the last 2 or 3 years. You can see those numbers rising. I think that's a very telltale sign about the culture of the school and about the students, and certainly about how our community is hopefully taking education more seriously than what we have in the past. I think our new electives and things that we're offering for the kids are great. I think we'll get them in classes that they would like to take versus ones we tell you have to take. And the kids in the future will actually see an even bigger benefit than the kids that are getting to do that this year. So that's where we're at. Do we have any questions?
At this point, the Regents results regionally are still embargoed, which means the state has indicated that we really aren't supposed to be sharing the results of only surrounding school districts. We get what's called a green sheet distributed to us, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, which shares the results regionally on all of the Regents exams. I do anticipate when we look at those, we're going to be one of the top performers last year in Washington County on our Regents exams. So the faculty and staff at Whitehall have done an absolutely phenomenal job in the course of just 1 year working with our students. So a great deal of praise and accolades goes out to our faculty and staff. And thanks, Mr. Keller, for putting that together for us today.
Keller. Now the superintendent's comments.
We had a very smooth opening this year. Everything was up and running as we would have anticipated for the start of the school year. And again, we certainly need to thank our faculty staff, in particular our buildings and grounds staff, for doing a great job in having us ready to be open. We've started numerous new classes here at the high school. They seem to be going very well. The students seem to be very appreciative of having the opportunity to participate in several of those new classes. And at the elementary school, we've kicked off the Minds Up program, which was very good training. Folks seem to be very interested in utilizing that program this year. And certainly, as we get rolling with that, Mr. Trover will be speaking more about that program here at the board meeting. In the August meeting, we discussed our summer programs, and Mr. Trowbridge mentioned to me just last week that he was approached by numerous parents of kindergarten students this year that were exceptionally thankful for that leg up program that we started this year in kindergarten. It was a new program that we thought we'd try out for students that we felt needed a little bit of additional support before coming into kindergarten. It has made a big difference in our K classes with our children's ability to sit, focus, attend, follow classroom rule. So our teachers have actually been able to start teaching much, much sooner after having the students involved in that program throughout the course of the summer. So big thank you to the board for allowing us to run that program this summer. Homecoming is this weekend, and as I shared before, one of the really interesting things that's going to be happening this weekend is Sports Illustrated will be here. They're going to be coming in on Friday, taking a lot of pictures. They'll be coming to our bonfire and floats and the homecoming game for a nice article that's going to be in an upcoming issue of Sports Illustrated. So that's pretty cool on hometown football. So that'll be an exciting weekend. And NBC Sports is actually going to be coming here and doing a little videography for the International Olympic Committee on Cody Baskew, who is a Whitehall alum and a bobsled driver, and his dad, Alan. It's going to be a really interesting opportunity for the district. They're going to be coming and doing video and interviews, and we're going to be in an NBC special. So that's pretty cool. That's going to be coming up in October. Received a really nice letter that I just want to point out in reference to our regional food bank and our backpack program at the elementary school. And it was directed to Kim Barber. Kim is the person that's kind of in charge of this whole program. And just some of the service levels that were mentioned during 16-17, 1,350 bags of food were sent home to Whitehall Elementary students during the 16-17 school year, which equated to 8,100 meals, 14,885 pounds of food, 419 pounds of fresh produce, and the average weight of every one of those bags that our students brought home each weekend was 11.3 pounds. So that's pretty cool that we fed that many people from the school district this year, and certainly a big thank you goes out to Kim Barber for her participation in running that program, as well as all the other volunteers that helped her out throughout the course of the school year. Jeff just did a great presentation in reference to our performance. You know, a big thank you goes out to him, and I want to again reiterate how appreciative I am of the faculty here at the Whitehall Central School District. None of this happens without their hard work and dedication. They have really done yeoman's work over the past 15 months that Jeff and I have had the opportunity and the pleasure of being here in the district, in particular at the high school. The work that's been done to help our students and to progress and see better results and offer our kids opportunity has been stellar. So, you know, big thank you. Our athletic programs are going exceptionally well this year. Golf, well before today.
Still undefeated out there today.
Still undefeated. They're 7-0. Our football team is 3-0. Our girls soccer program, they're working really hard. Each game gets a little better. You know, they're scrambling a little quicker. I'm not going to throw out the results because they just don't matter. The fact of the matter is they're working hard, so thank you. And our cross-country team, we have 3 boys and 3 girls, so we don't have enough student athletes to have a full male and a female team, so all of our runners are running for themselves this year. But again, big commitment, and we appreciate that. So I've spoken more than enough. I appreciate it.
Open house tomorrow night.
Open house tomorrow night, high school.
Tomorrow night, okay.
I think that brings us down to board and staff reports. So I'll ask for a motion to approve the treasurer's reports as they're presented, to include the bank reconciliations, bills for payment, which include the general fund, school lunch fund, and the special aid fund, and budget status reports for the general fund, school lunch fund, special aid fund, and the capital project fund.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion on those items? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're also provided with revenue status reports for informational purposes. Do we need a motion for the budget transfers? Okay. I also ask for a motion to approve budget transfers as well.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock, second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the board minutes from August 21st, 2017 meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE minutes for April 26th of 2017.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Luckenbell. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations and terminations. Anyone object to me reading these all together? Need a motion to approve the following resignations and terminations. Ms. Jennifer Stevens resigning from position of fourth grade teacher, effective August 31, 2017. Ms. Jill Judiciani resigning from her position as high school science teacher, effective close of business on September 27, 2017. Date subject to change if we can find a replacement prior to that date. Ms. Rosemary Gordon resigning from her position as teacher aide, effective 8/26/2017. Mrs. Lauren Steves resigning her position as in-school suspension support coordinator, effective September 1st, 2017. Mrs. Doris Donaldson resigning for the purpose of retirement from her position as cook manager, effective August 31, 2017. It's noted Mrs. Donaldson worked for the district for 32 years. Ms. Samantha DeSorti resigning from her position as teacher aide, effective 9/15/2017. Ms. Samantha Smith terminated from position of cleaner, effective 8/25/2017. And Mr. Keith Sayers resigning from position of director of facilities, effective 9/29/2017. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? It's a nice career that Mrs. Donaldson had in the district.
Okay.
I remember she was involved when I was here. Again. She's a great lady.
I'm sure she will miss.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I need a motion to rescind the teaching assistant appointment of Ms. Evelyn St. Clair, effective 9/1/2017.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks, second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. New appointment. Need a motion to approve the creation of a maintenance mechanic position with salary of $35,000.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock, second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? That's going to be to support building and grounds?
Yes, because of the resignation of Mr. Sayers, we're hoping of the board tonight will approve Mr. Tom Forian to fill in that position that Mr. Sayers resigned under the same title that he's president in, and then creation of the maintenance mechanic position to support that job. So we'll still have two maintenance folks.
They're going to do away with the assistant as out there?
We're going to leave Mr. Forian in the title of
assistant.
Right,
but they're going to do, you're not going to have, oh, okay.
We're going to leave him in the title of assistant. Okay. We're not going to have a director. Right?
Okay.
And if we choose to move in that direction, we would look, in all likelihood, at a promotional exam for Mr. Forian.
Okay.
It's just a civil service position?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Created.
Thank you. Jody is very pleased.
All right, appointments. I'm going to read the abridged wording on some of these because it's all going to make the record in the minutes. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Superintendent of Schools recommends the Whitehall Central School Board of Education, appointment of Ms. Evelyn St. Clair to position of in-school suspension support coordinator at the elementary school effective 9/1/2017. Does anyone oppose to me reading these all together?
No.
Okay. Superintendent recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Jennifer Booton to a 4-year probationary appointment as third grade special education teacher in the tenure track area of students with disabilities grades 1-6, commencing September 1, 2017. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the school board the appointment of Ms. Erin Carpenter to a 4-year probationary appointment as sixth grade special education teacher in the tenure track area of students with disabilities grades 1-6, commencing on September 1, 2017. Superintendent of Schools recommends the Whitehall Central Board School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Carly Jankowski to a 4-year probationary appointment as a fourth grade teacher in the tenure track area of childhood education grades 1-6, commencing on 9/1/2017. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Gail Lavoie to the position of cook manager at the high school effective 9/1/2017. She will be compensated $15.39 an hour. The Superintendent of Schools recommends that the Whitehall School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Lori Comar to the position of full year mentor to Ms. Erin Carpenter for the 17-18 school year to be compensated $1,000 per contract. Superintendent recommends the appointment of Ms. Nicole Hughes to the position of half year mentor to Ms. Anna Lindbergh for the 2017-18 school year, compensated as per contract. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Kieran Paddock to the position of full year mentor to Carly Jankowski for the 2017-18 school year. She'll be compensated $1,000 per contract. The Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Lindsay St. Clair to the position of half year mentor to Mr. Peter Paul during the 17-18 school year. She'll be compensated $500 per WTA contract. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Rachel Waters to the position of a full year mentor to Jennifer Booten for the 17-18 school year, compensation per contract. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the appointment of Mr. Austin Reed to the position of cleaner effective 9/13/17. Superintendent recommends the appointment of Ms. Jamie Williams to position of teacher aide effective 9/19/2017. She was previously employed as an aide and all clearances have been obtained. Superintendent recommends the appointment of Ms. Jamie McLaughlin to the position of teaching assistant effective September 8, 2017. She'll be compensated $18,312. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the continued appointment of Mr. Tom Foran in the position of Assistant Supervisor of Building and Grounds with an increase in salary to $48,000, and that's from the current $36,400. And last but certainly not least, the Superintendent recommends the appointment of Ms. Deborah Dunbar to the position of Assistant Cook effective 9/18/17. She'll be compensated $12.25 an hour.
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second
by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion on those? There's a lot there. Congratulations in filling.
Yeah. Mr. Trowbridge, if you'd like to.
Let me get my vote out of the way first before we congratulate everybody.
Because it might not play out. We just don't know yet.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie. Now, Mr. Trowbridge, please.
We have Jen Bhutan here, and she is our third grade special ed teacher. She is doing a great job. She's been here early, staying late. She's already volunteered to do some tutoring, and she's going to be a real asset. So, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
And, you know, what I would like to mention as well, Jennifer came in. I mean, we're 5 days before the school year started. So the fact that we had these three teachers that you approved this evening hired at that late juncture, took the time and energy to prepare and actually survived until this evening. It goes to show you the commitment these folks have, so thank you.
And I think your veteran staff have worked hard with them too, coming in on the weekends and getting off to a good start, so it's a win for everybody.
That's great.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome, yes. Okay, we need a motion to accept the general construction contract. The resolution was attached for board review. This is for AJ Catafalmo. Have a motion to pass that resolution?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks, second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? This is for the freezer?
Yeah, the freezer came in substantially more for the install than we or the architects had anticipated. So unfortunately, we're going to end up using a little bit more funding than we thought we would for this emergency project.
I saw the bid. I was thinking I was in the wrong business.
Yeah, no. It was ridiculous. But, you know, anytime you do anything at a school, it's going to cost you 5 to 10 times more than it would if you did it at home.
Any further discussion?
Take longer. Yeah, take longer.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We need a motion to approve the resolution authorizing increasing the budget for the walk-in freezer capital project from $50,000 to $70,000.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Lachapelle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brock. Any discussion? What drove the cost up?
The concrete work that needed to be done in the pad actually consists of more than just the pad. I had to dig down, put in footings, electrical utilities underneath, insulation in the concrete, underneath the concrete. So the actual install was substantially more. The cost of the freezer didn't change.
Yeah, quotes are stronger now, right?
Last a while.
The last one's been here for 40 something years. So.
Expect 50 out of
this one. That'd make them like they used to.
Any other discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. A couple of items for information for the board. School Board Association meeting on September 28th. Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
Yeah.
Quite a ways, didn't I? I'm still shocked by that budget up for the freezer.
We'll let you go, Jeff.
Okay. Yes, we need a motion to approve an additional summer day. Motion to approve one additional summer day for Kristen Carey. So moved. Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lachapelle. Any discussion? Is that what, the past summer or the coming summer?
This past.
Yeah, summer. Any further discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Remuneration. Motion to approve the remuneration in amount of $3,500 for Marcia Ross for the purpose of teacher aid coordination.
So moved.
Okay.
I did.
You did. Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
On that one.
Any discussion?
Well deserved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We need a motion to approve the 17-18 overview of the building level emergency response plan.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Norton, second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion on that?
Hey, Mr. D, just one quick question. So is there a plan, a local plan, that gives a lot more detail to this outline that we look through?
Yes, we have, this is the plan that must be approved by the Board of Education, but submitted to the SED, as well as to the state police, and we also have building response plans that are incorporated and have more detail for the individual buildings and how we do it.
Any other discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals. Need a motion to approve disposal of books and textbooks and IT equipment.
So
I need to read through these. Everybody's seen them, right? Do we have a motion to dispose of those items?
Someone.
Move by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use requests. We have a request from Mrs. Heckman to use elementary school cafeteria in the back parking lot from 4:30 to 8:30 on October 27th, 2017 for Girl Scouts trunk or treat. Excuse me, we have a request from Ms. Carrie Rivet to use elementary cafeteria on September 28th, 2017 from 6 to 9 for Cub Scout signups. She's also requesting use elementary school gym on January 12th, 2018 from 4:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for Cub Scout Pinewood Derby. Ms. Tina Sinclair is requesting use of junior senior high school gym, lobby, and locker room from 9 to 1.
That should be December 9th, I believe.
Okay. Thank you. For the Elks Hoop Shoot on December 9th, 2017.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. And Ms. Valerie Wager is requesting use of the junior senior high school pool and locker room for adult swim and exercise from 6 to 8 on Monday and Thursday from November 2nd, 2017 through August 26th, 2018. Motion to approve those building use requests.
So moved, yep.
Moved by Mr. Dudley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now items of information. We have school board association meeting September 28th. That's all that I would imagine. And fiduciary training on November 18th, 2017 for new board members who are in need of that training one day.
The fiduciary training is absolutely riveting.
Yeah.
It is.
Get my coat in the chair.
And we're down to public comments. If anyone has any comments on our agenda items.
Seems like all these seniors should have something to say.
Glaring at me because I told him it was only going to be a half hour meeting and we're late for phone call.
I think I heard one of you say I think one of us making a motion to adjourn.
I think they were.
Yeah, so I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks, second by Mr. Dudley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Sounds like a bunch of seagulls out on the